perhaps consider reading a book. This message has been brought to you by your bookworm worm DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. That message, especially, I brought it up because I started reading the Song of Ice and Fire series, colloquially known as the Game of Thrones series at this point. Quite the page turner. When I was home on Long Island, I read the entire first book over the pace of about 2 weeks, which is pretty fast for me. I'm a very slow reader, but it's very good. Said boosting vocabulary. Why does George R.R. Martin love the word guffawing so much? If you have the answer, feel free to call in. But for now, we're going to get into that pop set that my sister put together. Starting off, we have a new song from the band Pretty Sick. So, hope you guys enjoy. This one's called Star.
Thank you. Yeah. fading out right now, that last song you heard was You're Not the One by Sky Ferreira. Before that, we had Eat the Pavement by Dev Lemons, which is a new song. That followed Music by Underscores, which before that we had Old Flings by Slater, and we started out the set with Star by Pretty Sick. We had a couple of new songs on there. Eat the Pavement, I already said, was a new one, which I really like that one. It came out within the past couple of weeks. And then we also had Star by Pretty Sick, which is new, and I really enjoy both of those. Other than that, we played some Slater, some Underscores, both. I've been really into both of those recently, so.
She has.
Especially Slater.
Yes, she has.
I won't stop playing her. Probably pissing off everybody around me, but.
Slater's really good. Don't worry.
But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. That was my set. Okay, back to DJ Blue Jay.
What's up, guys? Hope that wasn't too terrible. No, that was awesome. Aaron's been in the booth before. We did an AWOL when there was no set going on during like finals week ish, like between this schedule and the last one. And Aaron also did another more pop, like hyper pop adjacent set, and that was really cool. So yeah, glad to have you here, Aaron. That was really cool. Always a change of pace, and like the stuff that she plays, I like it too, like a lot. Like I was jamming out to that Dev Lemons and that Sky Ferreira. Both were pretty sick. I was like, not I gave a nod to Aaron in the booth, being like, hell yeah, like that was really cool. Speaking of the booth, I'm a little bit loud, sorry guys. We actually have another guest in here right now. Surprise, surprise guest. My roommate Theo decided to join us. Would you like to say hello, Theo?
Hello.
That's Theo. He says hello. but yeah, he got off his shift and so he came over. But he actually has a message for you guys. So tune in.
Hey everyone, want to make someone's day? Bake a treat. Whether it's cookies, brownies, or muffins, taking the time to bake for a friend is a small gesture that goes a long way. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing you care. Plus, you get to enjoy a little taste testing along the way. So preheat that oven, grab your ingredients, and spread some sweetness today. Trust us, your friend will thank you, and so will your taste buds. This message is brought to you by your treat-loving DJs here at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
Thank you, Theo. Theo's like the best person ever because he loves to bake for other people. I saw the one in there. I was like, Theo, you got to read this. This one's for you. Theo's secret, instead of taste testing along the way, he just makes like so many baked goods. And so it's like you can give away like tons and tons and tons to a bunch of different people and still have like a billion for our apartment. It's a pretty great technique, honestly. Alrighty, we're gonna get back into the music now, getting more into the classic sort of DJ Blue Jay, more slacker rock adjacent stuff. Starting off, we got a new song from Ben Auld off his new album, Loser Dumb. Just found out about this one today, actually. But this song, actually quite like it. It's called Red Bandana. Hope that you guys like it too. So, check it out.
Clear as day. by the fire. Did well till the fire man. Now I shiver down to my bones. Destroyer.
Left behind.
song you guys just heard was Eyes by Sophie's Body. Sophie's Body, they're really cool. They've played quite a few shows here in Burlington, Vermont. I've seen them quite a few times. A lot of local, smaller venues. They're always awesome. Every single time that I see that they're around, I'm like, oh, Sophie's Body is playing. They're based in Boston, Massachusetts. They self-describe themselves as bubble grunge. I think it fits. But yeah, I think it seems like they have some new stuff that they're rolling out other than just that one song. Hopefully there's more to come, but definitely worth keeping an eye out for. Sophie's Body. And for that, you had Durango by Hand in Pants. Hand in Pants, local band. Big fan. I'm not sure if this is going to be their last bout, this EP. It's called Hand in Pants Forever. But everything that they've put out has been great, and it seems like they left us with a few extra songs on this EP. Need to listen a little bit more to this one, but has the two songs Durango and Cold Room. Cold Room, awesome, awesome song. But yeah, other than that, before that we had Cracked by Dinosaur Jr. Awesome guitar solo, holy cow. Then we had Liquid Boy by Tree People, which was at one point fronted by Doug Marsh of Built to Spill. Very distinct voice. Despite that, I did not realize that that was Doug Marsh singing until like literally just playing on the show, and I've known that song for a second. Yeah, shout out Doug Marsh. And we start off that set with Red Bandana by Ben Ault. Okay, getting into some of our last stuff here. This set, we're going to be playing a lot of new stuff. You guys are going to like it, though. Don't worry. But starting off, though, got not a new song, but it's called Old New Bicycle by Helvetia. So, hope you guys enjoy.
Taking sound.
this one-way street that doesn't allow bicycles.
Billy came back. it's high to sing the old music. But without that love, a track is just a track. And when he sang that love, we all came running back to hear him sing. Like he's singing from the bottom of a deep blue sea. Yeah, my Billy's got a voice that sings for you and for me. Billy's back, he's singing to the track. Billy came back.
Last song you guys just heard was I'm the Man Who Loves You by Wilco. Right before that, we had a new one from This Is Lorelei, Billy Came Back. pretty good. It's a little bit more poppy than his other stuff, I feel. It's kind of given me sort of like the same vibe as like the single that Alex G released last year. I wasn't as big of a fan of that Alex G album, but I did like the singles. I'm like really looking out for this is Lorelei album. I think that if this one's good, he has a chance to like really break out. I have the feeling. I feel like he kind of already is. I feel like a lot of people know This Is Lorelei at this point. Kind of like I feel like he's getting even bigger than Water From Your Eyes, the band, which he's a part of. But before that, we had Crystal Ball from Sports Boyfriend. Did not know this band until like putting together the set. I checked this one out because it was new. Really good. They're from Chicago. Yeah, check out Sports Boyfriend, apparently. And we started off the set with Old New Bicycle by Helvetia. Great song. My sister's in the booth. She pointed something out. It's very fitting I played this. I didn't even realize this. I did get an Old New Bicycle recently, so I'm gonna have to keep listening to that one. It's just it's really hitting where I am in life right now, you know. Okay, that's really gonna be all for us today. Do have one more song, but before that, just want to thank you guys for tuning in. It's been really fun. I did have a brief hiatus before this show. I didn't do a show for 2 weeks in a row before this, and I was really missing it, so I'm glad to be back. Always fun bringing you guys some music. But yeah, does anybody else in the booth have anything to say to the people before we do our last song?
Wear sunscreen.
Okay, that's Theo's advice. Aaron, do you have any advice?
No.
Okay. Wear sunscreen and no. That's the consensus from the booth. Okay. You guys are probably going to hear the song again. If there's any other DJs who like stuff like me, I feel like this is kind of the basic choice to end off this show. But once again, happy 4th of July. Hope everybody's doing good. For this last song, this is the last you're going to hear from me, but we're going to show the show out with Independence Day by Elliott Smith. Classic. Hope you guys enjoy.
To sleep, make the change.
meet you here tomorrow. Independence Day, Independence Day, Independence Day.